The following broadcast originally aired on the Family Life Network.
Imagine hiking along a nature trail in a secluded woodland area when you spot a painting. That's right, a piece of art. It's wrapped up with a note, and it's yours for the taking. Well, as unbelievable as this sounds, it's exactly what one local artist is doing.
I ended up calling it the Arts in Gratis, which is essentially just me giving away paintings. I came up with a way of... I put the paintings out along hiking trails in a plastic bag with a little note that tried to explain what it was doing there and why. And the concept was to allow people to take it as a gift when they found it. The purpose of this was to try and get art outside of a gallery and without a price tag on it so that it would be available to a much wider range of people. And so far, so good, apparently.
Artist Chad Smalt is a native of Bath, New York, whose work can be found at galleries in Corning and Philadelphia. His free art was first discovered along the paths at Spencer Crest Nature Center in Corning, but it's not limited to just that location.
More than just at Spencer Crest. I've put out 11. I didn't want to go back and put them in the same spot. Part of the concept for the whole project was that I wanted people to have an active role. You know, I didn't want it to be like a gallery where you just sort of walk in and stare at a painting hanging on the wall and then walk away. You know, I wanted it to be a little more interactive. The first idea I had to put these out in a much more traffic-heavy area, but I thought it might be a little better if people had to do a little more work, actually get outside and take a hike and, you know, find something while they were doing it.
Smalt says the pieces waiting to be collected aren't just random abstract pieces either.
I'm mostly a landscape painter, and I drive around taking pictures, and then I use those as sources. So pretty much everything I've done is somewhere around here within driving distance.
Chad says the idea for the project took quite some time to develop.
The idea shaped itself over quite a long period. Basically, it came out of a time when I was not doing so well artistically, or I guess financially, I should say. And that forces you to really take a hard look at what you're doing and why and if it's valuable. And, you know, I was asking myself the question, am I doing this just for myself? Is it valuable to anybody else? Is it valuable to the wider community? Is it something that more than just people that are already interested in art can enjoy? And I mean, I definitely believe that art can be useful and important to everybody, or, you know, at least it has that potential. And I wanted to try and find a way to more or less experiment and find out if I could do something that could make art accessible and useful and valuable to everyone.
He believes art can be appreciated by all if they have the opportunity to be exposed to it.
I think if you do put something special like art in front of essentially anyone, there is going to be a way for them to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You know, going to a gallery is something that I don't think there's a huge number of people that do that.
Right.
And I think part of that is the commercial world we live in. And there's also the price. You know, I think art is, unfortunately, too expensive for a lot of people. I mean, myself, I couldn't buy art. If I didn't make it myself, I wouldn't have any. That really bothers me, you know, and I think that's a really unfortunate fact. So, you know, at least in a small way, you know, with 11 paintings, I've circumvented that whole mess.
Smalt says he hopes to be able to track all his paintings that people pick up from their outdoor locations.
When I first started putting them out, I was doing it completely anonymously, and eventually I realized that I think it would be more interesting to try and track them. And so I started taking pictures of them where I put them, and then when I would check back to see that they were gone or not, I'd take a picture when it was gone, and I started putting this up on my website. And my hope is that I will perhaps eventually find out where all these paintings ended up, and that I will then have a picture of where I put it out, when it was gone, and where it ended up.
If you found a painting or just want to follow this unique art project, log on to Chad's website at skyinsession.com.
Copyright 2008, Family Life Network, all rights reserved, used by permission.